Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we bring our coverage of the Republican National Convention week to a close, I wanted to talk to a man who is arguably the statesman of the Illinois Republican Party. Jim Edgar served as a state representative and secretary of state before being elected governor in 1990. He served two terms in that office from 1991 through 99. Former Governor Edgar joins us now. Governor Edgar, welcome to the 21st.
Good to be with you.
Listeners, because of scheduling conflicts, we recorded this conversation on Wednesday. Unfortunately, that means our phone lines are closed now, but as ever, we'd still love to hear what you thought about what we talked about in this segment or all this week with the RNC. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. So, Governor, I'm not going to bury the news here. Earlier this week, you revealed who you would be voting for this November. In case our listeners did not hear, can you tell us what you said?
Well, I indicated in this election I was going to vote for Joe Biden. And the main reason is I just do not think that President Trump has done a good job as president. I just don't think he's the right person to be chief executive. And so, and he's the only Republican I have not voted for president since I started voting. I just think you have to put the nation above party, and that's my reason. There's a long list of what I think he has failed on as president, but just basically, I don't think he's up to the job, and I don't think he's the right kind of person. Joe Biden, who I don't know, I've never met either one of them. I've watched both of them. Joe Biden, I think, has experience in government, which I think helps, he seems like he's a decent person, which I would like to think our president is. And so for a variety of reasons, I think he is a good alternative to the current president.
This is not the first time, and I'd like to talk about some of those specific policy areas, but I mean, this is not the first time you've publicly broken with a Republican nominee. I think in 2016, you said you weren't going to be voting for President Trump.
For President Trump, yeah.
Right. And then even in 2018 in Illinois, I'm not sure if you ever said which way you were voting, but I think it became clear that you were not supporting Governor Rauner's reelection campaign here. I mean, has this been I wonder, as a lifelong Republican, you know, so many people wear their political party as their identity. Is this painful at all to you?
Oh, no, it's very disappointing. I mean, I would like to be able to support the Republican candidate. And in the last election for governor, I just stayed out of it. I didn't indicate preference one way or the other. But for president, yeah, when Trump first ran, the way he conducted himself in the campaign, when the things he said about John McCain, about Mexicans, the whole immigration thing, just a whole host of things. Plus, some of his business practices I questioned. So I hoped I was going to be wrong after he won. But if anything, I think he's been more of a disappointment than I thought he'd be when he first was elected. I don't like to not support Republicans, but particularly when it comes to the presidency, that is too important to let party affiliation keep you from doing what you think's the right thing to do. And again, the other thing too, I'm out of politics these days. Yeah, I was a Republican, still vote in the Republican primary, still hope to be able to support Republicans. But, it's more difficult if you're an office holder, it's for you to break with your party. But once you're kind of retired from all that, you can be a little more candid, I think. I would like to be able to vote for a Republican. I hope next election I'll be able to vote for a Republican for president. We'll just have to wait and see.
And I think that's so interesting that you mentioned that, because I wanted to ask you why you think so few Republicans, and not just elected office holders, but certainly elected office holders, but even everyday voters, have not broken with President Trump.
Well, I think some of them agree with some of his policies, and they overlook his other policies. I've talked to a lot of Republicans. Well, the Supreme Court was important. Yeah, the other things, he's terrible, but the Supreme Court. Well, I think you got to look at all of them, the issues. And there are, as I said, there are people that probably agree with them. There's other people, they've been Republicans all their lives. Their parents were Republicans. And, I don't know if sometimes they really know why they are, and that's the same way on the Democrat side too. But they're just going to go along. Whoever their guy is, they're going to follow him. And I understand that. I think, though, for elected officials, particularly in Congress, United States Senate, you know, it's hard to break with your president. But I've been surprised that the Republicans have been as much in lockstep with this president on some issues. The whole Russian thing, I just don't understand. To me, particularly Republicans, we have always been pretty hawkish in the Cold War and feeling like, you know, we don't trust the Russians. And he seems to think Putin's wonderful. And I just don't get that. And I'm even more surprised that the members of his party haven't questioned him more on that than they have. But again, being in politics, and when you're in office, you don't want to break with the person that's leading the party. There's all kinds of reasons not to do that. So that's understandable. I think once you get out of it, and that's why I think you see a lot of former Republican officials, both from Congress and in the administration in Washington, have come out against Trump. I never remember that in all my, 60, let's see, I was involved in the Eisenhower-Stevenson election when I was in first grade in 1952, and watched every presidential election since. I've never seen that many people from one party come out against their candidate for president, people who held roles, both particularly in the federal government. I think there is no doubt that Trump does represent a major change for Republicans' philosophy. I think there's some that just, like myself, we just don't go along with that.
Do you think that were you surprised that the voters chose him in the primary? And do you think that did the Republican voters change?
I'm very surprised. Yeah.
Did the Republican voters change, or did you misunderstand something essential about the party?
I think the Republican Party has become more conservative and being more, that's probably the wrong term. There's certain issues like immigration. Republicans used to be pretty much, Abraham Lincoln was a great champion of immigration. If you go back, even in modern times, Republicans have been pretty supportive. George W. Bush was very supportive of immigration reform. And we received a majority of the Hispanic votes in Illinois, and he did nationally when he ran for president. So that's a major shift. And Trump is, that was already happening to some extent in the party, but Trump definitely played that up. And I think that's why he played it up, because it was something that a lot of Republicans, he thought. The other thing, you go back and look at that primary, there were several candidates and you had Trump. And I think everybody was surprised by how, I thought, obnoxious he was in those debates, how he'd interrupt people, say just things that you wouldn't say to people, you wouldn't think. But that got attention. And again, some of those issues he played up appealed to a certain percent. And you didn't have to have 50% to win those primaries. If you could get 35% some of those primaries, you'd win. And I think that resulted, surprised me. I just never believed, particularly after he made the comments about John McCain that he did in the primary. I just thought there's no way he could get the nomination. Well, he did. Then I really thought there's no way he could win the general election. Well, he did. I appreciated just the animosity a lot of people had toward Hillary Clinton. I don't think it was Clinton Trump didn't win it. Clinton lost it. And often in a presidential race, unfortunately, people more often vote against someone than they do vote for someone.
Sure. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with former Illinois Republican Governor Jim Edgar about his statement this week that he would be not only not supporting President Trump for re-election, but actually casting his vote for Joe Biden. I wonder, do you think that you could be elected in a Republican primary today?
It'd be hard. It'd be hard, yeah. I think, today. It's just because the party has moved much farther to the right. There's still, I think, a lot of Republicans have not moved that far to the right. But part of the dilemma in politics, and people complain sometimes, well, I don't like our choices on election day. I said, well, did you vote in the primary? Well, no. Well, that's, I think, a lot of it is we get a small turnout in a primary, and they usually are the more extremes of both parties. And that has a tendency to make whoever gets elected, they're pretty much beholden to that segment. I think there's a lot of Republicans in Congress that probably don't agree with Trump, but they don't want to have a lot of flack in their primary, in their base. They don't want to have primary opposition. I mean, Trump was pretty effective. He ran some people, you know, he supported people against some incumbents that didn't go along with him, and they won. So I think that backed off a lot of criticism from within the party and people in Congress. So I think it'd be much more of a challenge. Even before I endorsed Joe Biden, I think just that it has changed. And, you know, I'm pro-choice, which is, used to be Republicans were more pro-choice than Democrats were when I first got into politics. But that's all changed. Civil rights, I mean, Republicans were who really passed the civil rights bills in the 60s. I mean, Lyndon Johnson had to depend on F. Dirksen to bring enough Republicans because he couldn't get enough Democrats. Unfortunately, I think we've moved away. And again, as the party of Lincoln, I find that very unfortunate. And, you know, we used to get African-American votes. We used to actually get votes in Chicago. That's all changed, too. We've unfortunately, politics has polarized. And I think that the danger for the Republicans are that we are becoming more and more just a party of white, particularly males. And there's not enough of those to elect you in a statewide election or in a national election. And we look to the future, we know the growth, particularly in Hispanics.
Yeah.
And I just think we're kind of on the wrong side of that group because of our position on immigration. So from a political point of view, I think the move to the right, short term, it might be some benefits. And there's no doubt in some states it plays very well. I don't think it plays that well nationally long term, and I don't think it plays that well in Illinois.
Yeah, and just a couple of minutes left, but I mean, I look at the landscape of Illinois, and it seems to be now people think of us as a solidly Democratic state. But I mean, there is Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland, Charlie Baker in Massachusetts. There are Republican governors of, you know, so-called blue states. Even just a few years ago here in Illinois, we had both a Republican governor in Bruce Rauner and a Republican U.S. Senator in Mark Kirk. Do you see a way back for Republicans in Illinois?
Well, I think probably the best shot to more for governor than for senator, because senator, you get caught up in a lot of issues that kind of reflect ideology. And I think that we're Republicans, unfortunately, are in the minority on a lot of those positions. Governor, I don't think ideology plays as much a role in that. And that's why I think you see a Republican governor from Massachusetts or from Maryland. I think that's Bruce Rauner was perceived as a moderate when he was running in the general election. I mean, if you listen to his rhetoric, the anti-union stuff didn't really get as strong until after he got elected. And, you know, I think he could have been reelected if he had understood you've got to work with Democrats, you can't have it your way 100%. So I still think it's possible in Illinois that a moderate Republican could win the governorship. You know, you got to get past the primary. And unfortunately, while I think Illinois still, and even in a primary, is not as far right as many states, it's farther right than it used to be. And there's that fear that you've got to, you know, placate those folks in the primary. Then I think that puts you in a very difficult position in a general election to win.
Jim Edgar was the governor of Illinois from 1991 to 1999. Governor Jim Edgar, thanks so much for speaking with us today on the 21st.
Good to visit with you.
If you've been following our show, you might know about our texting group where you can text us at the 21st show. It's called Text the 21st. It's a great way to have listeners be part of the conversation. It helps inform our coverage. We've been getting some great responses. And if you want to join the conversation, you can join by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0101. 0730. As part of this week's RNC coverage, we asked our listeners what they were hoping to hear from Republicans during the convention and what issues they hoped would be highlighted. We've been sprinkling some responses during our segments this week. Here's a few we did not get a chance to mention. Lori from Champaign told us, quote, "I'd like to hear facts, truth, and ideas of how to take care of common folks, not line the pockets of the wealthy and corporations, mostly because I don't see many instances where they deal in reality and what the average person needs." Stephen from Savoy told us, quote, "I have given up hearing from Republicans anything helpful for this country. They trade on fear, hatred, and division and are tearing apart the democracy we once enjoyed with give and take between two parties who both sought the best for America. I voted across party lines years ago for senators and congresspersons who wanted to work together. I will not vote for Republicans who line the pockets of the rich, who fail the basic test of keeping our country safe and healthy, and who deny equal and restorative justice." And there was also some pro-Republican commentary. There was some person who said, "I would like to see the looters and protesters shut down. Let's take our country. Let's take back our country and our police. Let's get rid of the Democrats. I am a diehard Republican forever." We had another person who said, we asked another question this week about what their main takeaways from the RNC were. Somebody said, "I really like the story about art therapy for veterans." Justin in Rockford told us, "A week of positive thinking can't undo 4 years of miserable leadership." And Gretchen from Coulterville said, "The GOP seems oblivious to the realities of the crises that are facing our nation. Additionally, very disappointed in the amount of untruths, hatred, divisiveness spread. Where were the grown-ups?" Gretchen asked. We want to hear from you. If you want to help shape our coverage, even hear your own answers on the show, you can join our texting group by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Once again, text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join Text the 21st. Coming up, a conversation with Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger closes out our convention coverage. Stay with us.